This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Agricultural fairs hit hard financially by the pandemic last year could be getting some help this year. The Agricultural Fairs Rescue Act was reintroduced in the House last week in an effort to keep our upcoming fair season on track. Co-sponsor Representative Dan Newhouse of Washington State says we want to put last year behind us.
This is an effort to help keep their doors open, to give them some assistance and provide them some help to get over the effects of the pandemic.
And the timing this year, Newhouse says, is just about perfect.
As we start to see light at the end of the tunnel, I think this comes at a good time to help people embrace a fair season that's coming up. And very happy to co-sponsor this with good members of Congress from around the country. You mentioned Missouri, California. You know, fairs are important in almost every state. They really are.
Newhouse says he's hopeful it will get the needed support.
But this is something that touches a lot of people in this country. And we did offer this bill last year, so this is our second effort to do this. And I think with the pandemic and trying to get out from underneath that, I think we have a much better chance of final passage this year. So we'll be working it hard.
The act authorizes $500 million for agricultural fairs through the USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.